Beatrix Potter, The Tale of Timmy Tiptoes, for many unknown little friends, including Monica. Once upon a time, there was a little fat, comfortable gray squirrel called Timmy Tiptoes. He had a nest thatched with leaves in the top of a tall tree, and he had a little squirrel wife called Goody. Timmy Tiptoes set out, enjoying the breeze. He whisked his tail and chuckled. "Little wife Goody, the nuts are ripe. We must lay up a store for winter and spring." Goody Tiptoes was busy pushing moss under the thatch. "The nest is so snug. We shall be sound asleep all winter. Then we shall wake up all the thinner when there is nothing to eat in springtime," replied prudent Timothy. When Timmy and Goody Tiptoes came to the nut thicket, they found Dada carried them away in bags and stored them in several hollow stumps near the tree where they had built their nest. When the stumps were full, they began to empty the bags into a hole high up a tree that had belonged to a woodpecker. The nuts rattled down, down, down inside. "How shall you ever get them out again? It is like a money box," said Goody. "I shall be much thinner before springtime, my love," said Timmy Tiptoes, peeping into the hole. They did collect quantities, because they did not lose them. Squirrels who bury their nuts in the ground lose more than half, because they cannot remember the place.